United States surpasses Italy in coronavirus deaths. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 11, 2020. The United States surpassed Italy for total coronavirus-related deaths on Saturday and is now leading the world in reported fatalities from the Wuhan virus. The total death toll from the Chinese coronavirus in the United States reached 19,701 on Saturday, according to the latest data from Johns Hopkins University at the time of publishing, officially surpassing Italy in coronavirus deaths. Meanwhile, newly released data from Italy's civil protection reveals that the nation has suffered a total of 19,468 fatalities from the coronavirus as of Saturday. Both the U.S. and Italy have now exceeded 19,000 deaths due to the Wuhan virus, while the overall death tolls from the Chinese virus continue to surge in Spain, 16,353, and France, 13,216. The United States, however, has not surpassed Italy with regards to coronavirus fatalities per capita, as roughly 61 for every 1 million people in the U.S. have died from the Wuhan virus, while 322 people for every 1 million have died from the disease in Italy, according to the latest data collected by Worldometers. Spain, on the other hand, is feeling the effects of the Chinese virus the strongest, as the nation has the highest coronavirus deaths per capita with 350 people dead for every 1 million of the nation's population. Moreover, Italy has conducted more than double the amount of coronavirus tests than the United States per capita, according to Worldometers. As the United States leads the world in reported coronavirus deaths, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams stated on Friday that he believes most of the United States will not be able to reopen for business by May 1. "We're going to be data-driven," said Adams on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. "Now is the time to continue to lean into this because we know the more we participate in social distancing, the flatter the curve is and the quicker we can get to the other side. There are places around the country that have seen consistently low levels, and as we ramp up testing and can feel more confident that these places actually can do surveillance and can do public health follow-up, some places will be able to think about opening on May 1st, continued Adams. "Most of the country will not, to be honest with you, but some will," he added. "That's how we'll reopen the country, place by place, bit by bit, based on the data." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.